thank you.
First off, re-signing for Bradford City, Tony. How did it feel to be re-signing for the Bantams?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Obviously, everyone knows it took time, but took my time. Obviously, everyone knows I had other options and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, I went away and went on holiday with my children and my wife, and we spoke about it and decided that the best option was for me to stay put.
I was going to say, it seemed like you did have quite a bit to consider over the summer.
Yeah, of course, and I think it comes on the back of a good season, you know, for the team, me individually, I enjoyed myself, and there's always going to be other interests, but when you weigh everything up and all the options and you look at it, and sometimes the grass is not greener on the other side, and decided that I want to stay put, my family's settled, I'm settled, I've got a great connection with the fans, and they wanted me to stay, the manager wanted me to stay, chairman, Greg Abbott, all made an effort for me to stay, and like I say, we agreed, and here I am for another year at least.
Well, happy days. And looking at Stuart and Greg, how important was that for you in signing that new contract at Valley Parade, Stuart McCall and Greg Abbott?
Yeah, they're massive. Massive. Obviously, everyone knows the guy's a legend. And the way he's come in last year and got the best out of everyone, really. We probably punched above our weight last year. Don't get me wrong, we had a good team. We lost a few players this year, but knowing the gaffer, knowing Greg, they'll recruit right and we'll have another go this year, and they play a massive part, you know, that when them type of people are ringing you trying to convince you to stay and stuff like that, it goes a long way.
Yeah, I can imagine it, and not too far until the season, getting into pre-season now, Tony. How do you look at pre-season? Do you enjoy it, or are you just ready and raring for that first game against Blackpool?
Yeah, I enjoy. Don't get me wrong, I do enjoy pre-season. I like working hard, I like going to training. Don't get me wrong, it's been a tough couple of days, but it's enjoyable, and it's all in the legs, it's all in the tank, and we're building up ready for that first game and hit the ground running. We've got to get a good start again like we did last year. We started well, you know, so the same again this year. Pre-season will be tough, but everyone knows what pre-season's all about. It's all a build-up ready for the start of the season, and like I say, expectations are on us this year again with what happened last year, but it's one that we can embrace and have a good go.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And just looking back at the sort of the playoff finals, that make you even more motivated going into this season as well?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, last year, I don't think anyone expected us to get in the playoffs, if I'm being honest. At the start of the season, what happened, change of owners. There was a massive change in the football club with the gaffer, the owners. We only had 8 players. I remember going to St Andrews and we hardly had a squad. And credit to the chairman, the gaffer, Greg, brought in good players, brought in good people, we're all stuck together, and like I say, we probably punched above our weight last season and got to the playoff final. We fell short of the last hurdle, but it was a great season overall, and like I say, players have gone, players have stayed, and like I say, they will have another go this year, and expectations are on us, and we've got to embrace it and got to go again, and like I say, if we stick together, then I'm sure we can have a successful season.
That's very true. And just looking at the lads that have been brought in as well, some new additions during the summer. It looks like there's a squad there at Bradford that can really compete next season.
Yeah, definitely. The young lads, obviously younger than what's left. But the young, hungry lads, and like I say, knowing the gaffer and knowing Kenny and the coaches, Banksy, everyone will get the best out of everyone, you know. And that's what the gaffer's good at. But he makes training enjoyable. These young lads will come in, they'll like it. But it's important that us senior lads as well look after them, because there's going to be highs and there's going to be lows throughout the season. Don't get me wrong. It's just finding that balance of not getting too high when you win, not getting too low when you lose. And the older senior lads, me, Doyler, Romain, Killer, people like that have got to help these younger lads, because, like I say, there will be ups and downs, but if we stick together, then I'm sure we can have a good go this year.
And that's what I was going to say as well, because I've saw some younger signings coming in during the window, but there's also seems to be a really nice mix between experience and youth over at Bradford now.
Yeah, it's a good mix, yeah. I'm sure it probably won't be the end of people coming in. I'm sure the gaffer will probably want to get a couple more in. So, yeah, if it's older lads, then great. If it's younger lads, even better. We'll look after them. And like I say, last year, team spirit was brilliant, and we stuck together through good times, and we stuck together when we had a little dip or we had a bad result. Everyone stuck together, and that's the reason why we got to the playoff final, because everyone was pulling in the right direction. It'll be the same again this year.
Yeah, I can imagine. Just finally, Tony, when you were considering the new contracts, when you look at the fans and the last couple of years that you had, was that something that really came into it, just the sort of crowds at Bradford City pulling and the atmosphere over there at Valley Parade?
Yeah, of course. The amount of messages I got on my Instagram and stuff like that, people sending me pictures of the cop. They were sending, please don't turn your back on this, please stay, please sign your contract. And it's brilliant that I've never had this connection with the fans since I left Middlesbrough. I had a good connection with the fans at Middlesbrough. Obviously, I was a local lad there, come through. I didn't have it at Sheffield United, I didn't have it at Blackpool. But here at Bradford, I've got a little connection with the fans, and fans seem to appreciate what I do, and I appreciate their support. Obviously, they've got right behind me from since I first came into the club. And like I said, the last couple of years have been brilliant for me. And sometimes you can't buy stuff like that, you know. They're there every week in the thousands. Like, you want to play in front of the big crowds. You want to play in front of the Valley Parade every week, and 19,000 season tickets this year. And stuff like that is you can't buy. And like I say, I'm absolutely delighted that I'm staying, and they'll be supporting me right from the first whistle this year.
Well, certainly looking forward to the new season kicking off for Bradford City. Tony, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
Thank you. Cheers.